A bomb exploded at the Norwegian Capitol building in Oslo, killing 8 people. Hours later, a gunman opened fire at an island camp for young members of Norway's ruling Labour Party, killing another 76 people, many of them teenagers. Police took into custody 32-year-old Anders Behring Breivik, who claimed responsibility for both attacks. A Norwegian police official said, "We are not sure whether he was alone or had help. What we do know is that he is right-wing and a Christian fundamentalist." On the day of the attack, Breivik posted online a 1,500-page manifesto entitled 2083, a European Declaration of Independence, in which he claimed membership in a militant group that planned to seize political and military control of Western European countries and implement a cultural conservative political agenda. The document, which describes a 2002 meeting in London to reestablish the Knights Templar and begin a new crusade against Muslims, borrows from the writings of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, and quotes extensively from anti-Muslim American bloggers. God bless the internet. Breivik's manifesto also criticizes the feminization of European males as paving the way for the Islamization of the continent. The female manipulation of males has been institutionalized during the last decades, he wrote, adding that in the destructive and suicidal Sex and the City lifestyle, modern feminism, sexual revolution, men are not men anymore, but metrosexual and emotional beings that are there to serve the purpose as a never-criticizing soulmate to the New Age, feminist, woman, goddess. Doesn't that make all you feminist woman goddesses feel better that there are guys who think like that? This is the Weekly News and Review, and it was posted by Christopher R. Biha on the Harpers.org Weekly News and Review, July 26th, 2011. I'm DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team, and this is the news of the preceding week. New York State approved its first same-sex marriages under a marriage equality bill passed last month. In New York City, 659 couples received marriage licenses, and 483 were wed. "We feel a little more human today," said Ray Durand, 68, after marrying his longtime partner. Said Democrat State Senator Ruben Diaz Sr. at a rally protesting the new law, "Today, we start the war." See, this little creep is a reverend or a pastor or something. And so even though he's a Democrat, he's opposed to human rights because it's against the holy book or some nonsense like that. Meanwhile, you know about this one. Negotiations collapsed between President Barack Obama and House Speaker John Boehner on a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling before the U.S. Treasury runs out of money. Obama came on the television last night to talk about this. This was basically a partisan speech, except that I was really glad to see it. It was nice to hear him talk refreshingly about the situation the way it is, even though I am well aware that to the average American, things in Washington just look completely messed up. It looks like they can't get anything done, and it looks like partisan politics has locked everything into a stalemate that is going nowhere, and it shows that the right very much doesn't seem to give a darn about the entire country, doesn't seem to care about what happens to the United States, despite all their talking like they do. They're the ones holding everything back. If someone says, "Oh, but the left are worse," like Fox News, well, naturally they're going to blame all of this on the left. The simple fact is that if you listen to the right-wing news programs, you are constantly being misinformed over and over again. People who get their news from Fox News get the news incorrectly whereas the people on the left at least present things factually true. Even if you want to disagree with the agenda behind it, you'll get the information correctly, at least. And I'm, you know, I back our president, but at the same time, I enjoyed hearing him talk honestly last night, but I'm aware that this just opens him up to more bashing from the teabaggers and the right. I'm aware. As described by Obama, the deal would have cut discretionary spending by more than $1 trillion and would have cut entitlement programs by $650 billion. Out of where? Out of what? And would have added $1.2 trillion in revenue from the elimination of tax loopholes and deductions. It's hard to understand why Speaker Boehner would walk away from this kind of deal, Obama said. Boehner countered that the White House moved the goalposts by asking for more money at the last minute, and the only way to get that extra revenue was to raise taxes. That is not true. That is just factually incorrect. The tax loopholes which George Bush put into place back in the early part of the last decade were temporary. They were designed to be temporary because they were going to put off the revenue that we needed then was put off until later. And the right, the Republicans, want to keep these loopholes. They claim that the only way we'll get more jobs is if the rich get more money. But that has never worked, not once, not ever. Show me one time when there has been an increase in jobs for Americans when the rich have gotten another 5% of their money. Plus, on top of this, we are having the lowest tax rates in the past 70 years or so. Well, at least since 1950, okay? So when people say that our taxes are too high, the taxes were much higher before 1950. So to say they're so high right now is ridiculous. It's a lie. Taxing the, keeping the tax loops for the rich does not provide us jobs. So there is no thinking of the future, all right? The burden then falls upon the middle class again and again and again. And they're holding the entire country hostage in order to make sure that about 1% of the people make more profit. So there's something dirty and wrong about this. Meanwhile, the United Nations declared a famine in southern Somalia, where drought has destroyed the past two harvests. And you all know that rehab singer Amy Winehouse was found dead in her London home at age 27. People have been predicting her death for about 3 years, so it was not a surprise. Though it's sad, because Amy Winehouse was a great singer. I may not have cared for the way she looked or anything, but I liked her voice. Good voice. British portraitist Lucian Froude died at age 88. And an asthmatic South African man, presumed dead by his family, woke up after nearly 24 hours in the morgue and called out for help, leading two mortuary attendants to flee the building because they thought they'd heard a ghost. A man opened fire during his son's 11th birthday party at a roller skating rink in Grand Prairie, Texas, killing his estranged wife and four members of her family before taking his own life. And a leopard mauled 11 people in a village in the Indian state of West Bengal. Two former News International executives claimed that James Murdoch had lied in his presentation before Parliament about the News of the World phone hacking scandal. It now seems to be everyone for themselves, said Labour MP Paul Farrelly. They're all fighting like rats in a sack. I mean, do you understand that when the top two people from Scotland Yard quit their jobs over this, that's like the head of the FBI quitting his job, you know? This is really serious. Oh, I wish it can come back and slap Fox News. Oh, that would be so cool. Korean scientists determined that the shaking of a Seoul skyscraper, which shut down the building for 2 days, was caused not by an earthquake, but by a Taibo class in the building's gym. Violent winds in Australia caused waterfalls south of Sydney to flow upward into the air. I'd like to see a YouTube of that. Bob Dylan's grandson Pablo released a rap single. "I mean, really, my grandfather," said Pablo. "I consider him the Jay-Z of his time." That's an insult. That's a deep, deep insult. Residents of Arizona objected to recent dust storms being referred to by meteorologists as haboobs. This is sheer racism, folks. "While other countries in the world may call them that, this is the United States," wrote one reader of the Arizona Republic. "This is Arizona, not some Middle Eastern nation." Sounds like it's morons. Morons and deniers. And let's not forget that we saw some unusual heat on the Atlantic coast this past week. I lived in New York City for many years, and it's kind of tropical there, but it's kind of affected by its actual position and by having water right next to it. So New York never gets too hot. It never gets down to zero. It never gets over 100 degrees. That was always my experience. When we have a heat index of 111 in Manhattan and Queens and the Bronx, 111, that's unusual. And yeah, I know it's summertime, but that's unusual. You know, and did you know that weather extremes are predicted by global warming? Are you aware? All right, that's the news for this week. And this is killradio.org in Los Angeles. I'm DJ Bennett. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, a collage show, every Friday night at around 11 p.m. here on killradio.org. And until next time, I'll be your faithless host.